Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old. But he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Happy New Year. Welcome to 2021. Because you know what? This show is for you and about you. Those of you that work so hard for your money, and you're now ready for your money to start working harder for you now. Not 30, 40 years from now, but today. So you have that cash flow, that freedom, that prosperity right now. Be able to live that life that you love with those you love when you want to. But guys, on top of that, it's not just about your own financial success, but it's about creating a ripple effect through the lives of others, whether it be through your family, your community, the country, or across the world. And that ripple effect is what powers me and really keeps me going today. Thank you for allowing me to create that ripple effect through you. Thank you for binging, listening, and tuning, and sharing, and talking about this, and creating powerful conversations, and taking action on this stuff so that you actually get real, tangible results. Hey, as a reminder, check out our website, moneyripples.com. And also remember to go on iTunes, subscribe on there if you haven't done so already. And hey, leave us a review, please. We'd love to hear from you. Love to hear what you think of this show. And we want others to hear about it too. So check that out. Hey guys, quick shout out to our sponsor, American Homeowner Preservation. Hey guys, if you want to make a great rate of return with little money out of pocket, even as little as $100, and do it while helping other people as well, check these guys out. The website's fundingahp.com. The way they do it, they crowdfund money, people's money together to go and help essentially become the bank. They buy people's mortgages that are defaulting, people that are late on their mortgages. They help them refinance, stay in their home, and or sell their home so that they can be in a better financial position. And the cool thing is that they pay awesome returns and they pay it monthly. And like I said, you can invest with as little as $100. So check them out. Website's fundingahp.com. That's fundingahp.com. Check them out. So guys, today I want to talk about like 2021. What is it I predict? What is the outcome? What do I foresee coming in the future? Here's the short answer. I don't know. How's that for prediction? Because I really say that 2021 is not what I think people are going to expect it to be. I know some people think, oh, 2020 is over. We can move to 2021. The truth is, it's just more of the same. Yeah, I really believe that. Now, I'm recording this before Christmas of 2020. So there might be stuff I say here today that you might say, yeah, been there, done that, Chris. Like that already happened. But I actually really do foresee that coming up this year, there's a lot going to happen. This is going to be the year of unpredictability, in my opinion. But here's what I can predict, that there's going to be a lot of news like there was last year. COVID won't be over. This will continue on. In fact, there could be some crazy stuff happening that could affect the economy because of what's going on, because of what people thought and what's not true, right? There's no doubt that in 2021, you must turn your brain on. You must be actively thinking for yourself. You've got to be essentially turn off the news, turn off a lot of the stuff going on and step back and really think critically this year. Because if you don't, and if you don't take to heart some of the things we've talked about before, about governments, about economies, and those real true principles of prosperity, if you don't take those things into account, 2021 will just seem like a year of you just reacting and living in fear. That's what I really predict for you if you're not careful. So I want to talk about a few key points of what I see is going to happen. Let's talk about the stock market. Stock market, what's going to happen? I actually think that, again, I think through the end of the year, there's going to be a bull market through the end of 2020. I think overall, again, I could be wrong. I think overall, there could be a bull market even in 2021. But, and I have a huge but on this, because there can be always be, just like we talked about in 2020, there's that black swan event like COVID, those things that would actually trigger a downward pull. Because right now, the market's been going up because there's been no reason to go down and people are living on hopium. And I talk about that in jest, but it's really true. There's a ton of greed in the market right now. Tons of people. First, the institutional people threw their money in. Here's a danger. Institutions. Now, I talk about institutions. These are like your big banks. These are like the mutual fund companies and people like that. They're not holding positions in cash. In fact, they're right now not liquid at all. Like usually they'll have at least 5-6%+ holding in cash. Well, right now it's like 3 or 4%. So they're going all in. They're putting their chips all in. Understand too that when the feds talk about printing, you know, buying back bonds and treasuries and things like that, another thing to watch for. Here's the thing is that that money's not going into the economy. That money's going to other people's hands to speculate with. There's a lot of speculation in creating bubbles, whether it be in the bond markets, whether it be in the stock markets, right? Bitcoin, you know, and different types of markets. There's lots of bubbles. Now, Bitcoin's not quite there yet. I'll just say that. I'm going to talk about this later in the show, and we're going to have some episodes on this too. I'm even going to have an episode just about Bitcoin coming up next week, or Bitcoin, gold, and silver, and those kind of things. But here's the thing, guys, is that there's a lot of influx of money going into markets and driving it up. Now, when the institutions throw their money in and they kind of back off, the thing is, when there's that social proof that the markets are going up, that's when the dumb money starts going in, and dumb money gets thrown in the market, and then it drives up more. And that just triggers more dumb money to go in, because people say, look, it's just going up. It's skyrocketing. If I don't get in now, it's going to be too expensive. I got to go. At first, people say, well, I'm not so sure. I'll wait for it to come down. That's what people did with real estate, right? And then when the real estate kept going up, you know, years and years, they're like, oh, okay, fine, I'm getting in. And then they start going in. Two very different markets. But I'm telling you, with the stock market the way it is, we got IPOs, like these companies are coming out with their offerings, and like Airbnb, and immediately skyrocket like 80% before the market opens. Before you as the average investor can buy it, it skyrockets up. So you don't even make the bulk of the money. The institutions and those people that threw the money in to drive the price up on you threw the money in. So there's a ton of gambling going on. And all you need is one triggered event. And my prediction is it's going to be something probably COVID related. Now, it could be market related. It could be things like we just had the Russian attack. You know, just 2 days prior to me recording this, there was the whole Russian virus thing that went around, right? Not the health virus, but the computer virus that went through software updates. The very tools are supposed to be protecting you when you update your software to protect against malware and everything. That's the very thing that got hacked. And it got into even the government and even to municipalities like, I think it was like King County, Arizona, or Pima County, Arizona. That's what it was. Like it got into the NSA and it got, you know, the CIA. I mean, this seriously, it penetrated everything. This little Russian virus that was able to gather data. Now, Microsoft said they didn't have anything stolen from them. It doesn't matter. The fact that they got in is a big deal. And of course, it's being downplayed. It's like, well, you know, maybe it's not as big as we thought. Hey, just imagine if they could actually get control of the monetary system and shut it off, even if it just meant crashing the system, especially if we start going digital currency in the future, which we will, we're in a world of hurt, aren't we? Like that would shut everything. Even if we're not digital currency, the fact is we're dealing with zeros and ones on paper, on a bank account statements or whatever all the time. What if that gets hacked? So there's things like that, like international intrigue going on and other hackers and things like that. We've also got vaccines. Guys, here's the thing is that, and this may or may not happen, but all has to happen is one person dies from this vaccine, just one person, that's enough to start causing things to crash, because almost everything that the market has been playing on is a vaccine opening up the world again so that we can go back to our normal lives. The truth is, guys, we're not going to see a normal life for a while, not because we don't have to. It's because of stupid politicians that are out there telling you, hey, we got to shut things down so you guys can stay healthy. For the fact that it barely even kills any of you anyways. And I'm not saying it's not real. I'm not saying it doesn't kill. And I'm not saying that there aren't people dying from it. Just like I wouldn't say, hey, people aren't dying from flu or from pneumonia or anything else. But here's the thing, guys, is that there's lots of people pulling strings and playing with this to create these nice little distractions for you from what's really happening, which is the feds are taking huge control. The central banks are taking massive control right now. This is the second thing I want to bring up is inflation. They're talking about trying to purposely get inflation up a little higher because it was only like 1.5% average for the last 5 years. So they want to do 2.5%. Guys, you know this. Inflation is way bigger in the last 5 years than 1.5%. Your lifestyle has gone up. Even if you're working from home now and saving money that way, still costs have gone up. Food costs in the last year, by the way, just in 1 year have gone up anywhere from about 2.5% on the low end for certain types of products, all the way up to over 7%+, especially if you're dealing with meat and things of that nature. And here's another thing. I'll throw this as a bonus prediction. There's going to be more shortages coming up. If you don't have your food storage in place, you don't have water, you don't have those basic necessities. Hey, I don't think it's going to be toilet paper this time. Oh, who knows? Maybe there could be another running on toilet paper again. I think it's going to be food. I think there should be other things happening too on that end of things, because right now farmers are getting paid less, but prices are going up. makes you wonder what's going on. So they're freaking printing trillions of dollars right now. They're buying back bonds and treasuries and all this stuff, basically all so that they can, one, the banks are now building their balance sheet to take control. And we're letting them do it, by the way. We're just saying, whatever it takes, we're in this together. Well, that kind of stuff is actually driving up inflation, whether we want it to or not. Understand that things like gold, silver, those prices are steady. Those aren't going up at all. Those prices, you might be seeing the price of gold and silver going up. That's not because gold and silver goes up, because gold price has been fixed for decades. Our dollar is becoming worth less compared to those things that actually have tangible value. That's what we're seeing happening right now. That leads to my next point is I'm personally, and you guys can do whatever you want, because again, we're not giving predictions. We're not giving investment advice on this show. But I'm personally, the focus I had through 2020 and going into 2021 is buying real, real assets, tangible assets, not buying ETFs, not even buying ETFs of things that seem real, like gold, silver, REITs, things like that. People are like, do you buy REITs? I'm like, no, it's not real. Even if it's based on something that's real, they're not. They're paper assets. They have their own markets that can work independently of the real assets. Those things can cause you to go broke. Those things can lose money. Real assets won't likely lose money. And if we have an inflationary environment where they keep driving up inflation, which they're doing, guaranteed things like gold, silver, even yes, Bitcoin to some level, those things are going to go up. Now, Bitcoin for a different purpose, but we'll come back to that next week, especially in detail. And really the next week plus, because we got two episodes on Bitcoin coming up. But really, when you're looking at real assets, I'm looking at real estate. I've been buying gold and silver already. And towards the latter end of 2020, we've been buying more of that because we know that's going to be an inflation hedge on our money. We're not gambling with it. We're not trying to make money off of it. We're using that as a way to protect the cash that we have. By the way, we pulled out more cash, more tangible, like paper bills. Now you might say, oh, that's not going to be worth anything. Yeah. But if say there is a hacking event that goes on, knocks out power, knocks out utilities, knocks out whatever, and knocks out ATMs, you don't have cash, you might not be able to pay anything. Because if debit cards won't work because power's out, even if it's a natural disaster, you need to be prepared. So that's why we're holding on more cash. We have food and water. By the way, food, not so much water, but well, it could be. But food especially is an inflation hedge, just like gold and silver. It's a real asset that has real value. You have that on hand. Not only will it help provide for you in case of the freakout mode, it could actually be a commodity. It could actually be something you could offer and sell, just like toilet paper was going for buku bucks when people couldn't get it. There's going to be more of that. I don't know what it is. All I know is that things are looking a little fishy with manufacturing, with importing, exporting. There's a lot of things looking fishy right now that don't look good. And this isn't even at the end of 2020 that's looking fishy. So beware of that. And like I said, I'm buying real assets like real estate and things of that nature. But I'll tell you, political turmoil is the thing I'm worried about. I'm worried about China. I'm worried about Russia. I'm not worried about China buying up our stuff, because really the people buying up our debts are actually banks. China is actually trying to sell off our stuff, and they're buying up gold. They're actually buying up real assets. They're buying the real tangible stuff. They're buying up land through different entities and things of that nature. Guys, the political turmoil and all the craziness internationally going on, you might want to actually watch some of these other countries are doing, because whatever they're trying to buy and stock up on might be something to watch for. So I'll give you this. I'll give you a recommendation. If you want to keep up on whatever's going on, because obviously I'm going to produce shows here too and give my own opinion and stuff and help you guys ultimately find ways to create cash flow. And ultimately in 2021, that's what you need. If your job's at risk because there's economic or political turmoil going on, or more COVID stupid shutdowns and draconian measures being taken, you got to protect yourself. Cash flow's got to be number one. You've got to make sure you have multiple streams of other income sources coming in versus just your business or your job. Because you cannot rely on that, no matter how amazing you think you are, no matter how amazing or secure you think your job or your business is, it's not. It can be shut down like that. And we saw that last year. I had dental clients that some of them shut down for more than 2 months straight because they weren't a quote unquote necessary business, right? They weren't essential except for like crazy surgeries, emergency surgeries and stuff. Guys, it's crazy what's going on right now. This is the time to really think for yourself. Step away and look what's going on. So as I promised, the recommendation I would say, if you were looking for a good subscription service, something that give you up-to-date things on what's going on with the economy and the world, and especially with money, a great subscription I became a part of was called the Wellington Letter. The Wellington Letter is written by a guy named Bert Doman, who I'm actually working to get on the show this year. He's got great content as well. I've got another few people I'm trying to get on the show I think you'll love too, but great content. So look up the Wellington Letter. Amazing stuff. Great, great stuff. Very educational. Sure, he's got his own slant. You got to take it with a grain of salt as well. But I'm telling you, it's good to be in the know, and it's good to have your eyes opened to not what the media is saying, because the media is usually going to steer you wrong. Sorry to say it, but the media generally goes to the mainstream, and the mainstream kind of becomes dumb, right? And they're trying to do the thinking for you. You should not be doing that. So anyways, guys, I wish the best for us in 2021. And I know this for a fact, is that if you start to follow true financial principles, you really start to look and wake up and stop listening to the rhetoric that's going on in the media and with financial advisors and everybody else that's trying to tell you to do one thing. Step away from that. Focus on you first and foremost. 2021 should be your best year. Despite whatever chaos happens, this could be your best year possible. It requires you to take that effort, that commitment to actually act upon the things that you hear. I'm telling you, real assets are going to be the thing. And not gambling in crazy markets is going to be huge. By the way, I do predict real estate will continue to go up for a few more years. I actually think that real estate will continue to keep going up in price for the very reason I mentioned, inflation. Because the fact is that lumber and everything else is getting more expensive. We need more construction. It's going to drive prices up even of existing homes today. So it's a great time. It's a great time to find real assets. But again, the advice, whatever you decide to do is up to you. I'm not here to give you the financial advice on this because I don't know your situation, but I will tell you that I have clients that I know in 2021 are going to be thankful that they have real assets that keep paying them month after month. So guys, I hope you make a wonderful and prosperous week, and we'll see you later.
Visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.